graciously turning heaven to Father, we thank you for allowing us to see this wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you, God, for smiling upon us and keeping us one more time.
Thank you.
We thank you, God, for this opportunity to be able to talk to you just as we are. God, you're so kind. You're such a wonderful God, superb God, an excellent God.
Oh, yeah.
A fantastic God.
Mm-hmm.
God, we just thank you for your many blessings that you have poured in our lives. All went long, God, you have spared us.
Yes, yes.
Not because of our goodness, but because of your grace. And your mercy.
Yes, yes.
Allow us, God, to worship you on a fifth Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
And God, we say thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
It was tough, but we made it.
Oh, yeah.
Had some mountains to climb, but we made it.
We made it.
Had some valleys to go through, but we made it.
Yes, we made it.
Had sleepless nights, but we made it.
Yes, we did.
God, we pause this morning to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Master, we confess our sins this morning.
Uh-huh.
In the midst of your goodness, we still have sinned.
Yes, we have.
We said something. We talked something. We went somewhere that was contrary to your teaching. And God, we learned this morning in Sunday school, you are holding us accountable.
Yeah.
For our bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the prophet being able to preach and say, choose you this day.
Yeah, yeah.
Whom you will see, serve. Thank God for the choice.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the challenge. And because of your goodness and because you did not highlight the sinful nature of the people in the text, we made a proclamation like Joshua, for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, we're serving you this morning. Purge our hearts with the spirit of hyssop. Pour your anointing upon us. Now, God, we pray, God, for the pulpit area. Pray, God, for another portion of your anointing to fall fresh upon us. Use it for your glory one more time.
Yes, Lord.
Have thy way this morning.
Oh, do, Lord.
We claim the victory.
Mm-hmm.
The lives will change and people be helped along the way. That so our spirit will be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, we adore you, we magnify your holy name.
Oh, yeah.
We claim it in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday! October the 1st of 2022, none other than Anthony and Arissa Chambers Wutu. Married 2 years, amen.
Amen.
God bless their marriage. Amen. Now, I get ready to take my seat. We'll leave you with this, coming from our Sunday school lesson this morning. God's approval. God's approval. Not people's approval is what we should value most. Have a great day.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for announcing that it's time we're here for Sister Brown. Let me thank Brown for coming.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Thank you.
that will help us serve and to push us all around and thank you. Thank God. But I want to thank each and every one of them for being with me, even through the good times and the bad times. The laughter and the joy, we were all together. And for I want to thank God for strengthening me when I was doubting myself. He was there. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come today thanking you, for all you've done. Thank you for the goodness you have. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I ask our brother Dr. Nichols to read us some Monday scripture for the day. The Monday scripture will be taken out of John 38 chapter, 38 verse, I mean the 11th chapter, 38 to 43, 34. John, the 11th chapter, verses 38 to 43.
Amen.
And he's reading from the New King James Version of the Bible.
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave, a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man. By this time, there was a bad odor, for he had been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did not I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you, for you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But he said, for the benefit of the people standing there, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, and his hands and feet were stripped with linen and cloth around his face.
Amen. Amen.
That's you, Dr. Nichols. Sometimes I have trouble reading sometimes, and that was a benefit. The Lord told me in the pulpit, let Dr. Nichols read it for you so you can see it and understand it better. And I thank you for that. God always provides a ram in the bush. Now, my session this morning, I believe, I want to see the glory of God. Seeing the glory of God, I believe. Well, we go through all this stuff every once in our life. We want to have a good belief in God, but we ain't able sometimes. We say we want to do all this stuff, but in the end, we don't do it. I think Paul quoted it so eloquently in Romans 8. But he said, the things that I do, I cannot do. And the things I don't want to do, I do. But thank God, be to God. don't want to do us all the time, but we still have to thank God for Jesus. When I was researching this passage of scripture, there that Google getting ready for the sermon and hymn sermon, I thought about Lazarus. We see that his sister was with this. They were all crying and mourning because Lazarus is gone. They were all crying. Something about a funeral. I don't like to be around funerals because I find myself always boo-hooing and crying, not thinking about the joy. The joy in Jesus having me to spend some time. But no, I'm boo-hooing and crying. It's like I would never see that person again. My eyes won't see, but I still can feel the presence with them. I still feel the presence of God. If they are with God, I still feel them. I thank God. I still can feel God's presence. I feel God's presence in this church today. I don't know how many of y'all can understand it, but don't you feel the presence of God?
Yeah.
You've been through all kinds of stuff in your life, but you feel the presence of God. You don't come here with a head of our ancestors and angels not trusting him. Let you feel the presence of God. In this scripture, Jesus ordered them to roll back the stone.
Yeah.
Roll back the stone.
Yeah.
But still, Martha had some unbelief in her, and she saw that there was in their life. Though all we have is death in our life that we won't obey. I looked at it. Martha said,
Yeah.
Me. You when folks get around you and say, you live in fire. I can smell you. They don't want to be around you. They look at you and say, oh, it's all good. We have a fight at the beginning. But as soon as the money dries up, and soon as the hope is all gone, so we see you find yourself living now. You are walking in sin just like a dead man. You want to be with, do right. You want to do stuff. You want to. I said I was going to talk about it. But one of my friends years ago, he was like, I was going through some stuff. He was going in some stuff. And he came to me and said, we somebody say, praise the Lord. We talk about Jesus, but they were living God at that time. He said, don't you ever talk about Jesus in the stuff we want to about to do. I looked at him and said, you need to talk about Jesus to get you out of the stuff you say you not want to do. See, a lot of times people think church law, church law, you hear me, church law, ain't been do anything, ain't been working at all. But God can clean you up. He can turn your life. So just trust in him. Just believe in his name. He can change everything. Martha was so busy thinking about the thing and crying and grumbling. You know that I call it having a pity party. She wasn't thinking that God is able. Jesus is able to change everything. Sometimes we get in that rhetoric. We just say stuff, just be saying stuff in the church. But do we actually believe that God can bring us through? Jesus used this point in the lesson to say, y'all going to, did I tell you, y'all going to see the glory of God. And he pointed up, looked up to the heavens and said, thank you. I know that God, you are able, you are with me, but it's for the audience, it's for the people who came here. That's why I love that testimony that Sister Geraldine Sanders had this morning about her life turning up, unlike during the storm. get it from them. So, but Jesus looked to the heaven and said, Lazarus, come out.
Yes.
He hopped out hands and foot.
Yes.
And his foot wrapped in stuff. Jesus said, loose him and let him go.
Yes.
A lot of times people see your sinful nature on the path and still think you dwelling in that sin.
Yes.
But you still have to say, loose him, let him loose, and let him or her grow. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Because that's what's important for us today. We need to lose it all and let the Holy Spirit dwell with them. Somebody had loosened us one time and told us about the goodness of God. I still remember that common experience that I had. I was sitting on a bench getting my power. Then I was going through all kinds of trouble at the time. This guy sat with me and said, well, you probably help a whole lot of people. But why are you asking for somebody to help you? See, sometimes we all need a little help in our lives. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing bad about it. So I can say thank you and keep letting God go up on you. Just because you see one thing in your life is not benefiting others. Others can say thank you too with anything you do. Let them be out with it. Let them see. Let them see. Our eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Let them see. Believe and let them see for themselves.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you so much that you are able to be with us. We thank you for all the things we did. We thank you for all the stuff we're going to do in our life. Because all that is plenty of us to be witnessing, to dwell in the presence of you, to understand you and know it better by and by. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My all to you. But God, if I can just come, if I can just come, if I can.
church at the center of Enterprise. We're going to have you. Come to my right here now. You'll be a part of our church family. So come. Come on, we all. Possible.